On Saturday, March 4th, an annual gathering in Boston known as La Rivolta brought together two progressive social movements, feminism and anarchism. Based on the theme of anarchist feminism, also known as anarcho-feminism, workshops included topics such as indigenous women's resistance, women and art, and sex work in the USA. I roamed amongst the crowd of around 100 people, asking how feminism might be connected to anarchism. The responses were generally hesitant and often hovered between an endorsement of individual self-determination on the one hand and collective mutual aid on the other. Here's what one person said.
Maybe a hedonistic approach to myself. Like, I do what I want to do, and as long as I know what I want to do is loving in terms of other people and myself, then I consider it all right. So I guess it's just like redefining my own, I think, like, what would be universally seen as loving, and I think that would be anarchist feminism.
Another person also said she thinks of anarchist feminism as the freedom to be and do what she wants.
As a feminist, I feel like the biggest thing for me is just to choose the way I live, to choose what I want, to choose my style, to choose my beliefs, my values, my career, how I want my family to be, just being liberated. And I feel the same thing is with anarchy, is that it's like, it's my life, it's my way of doing things without anybody telling me, you have to do this, you have to be this, you have to think this way, you have to obey these laws or not obey these laws, you have to hold these values. And to me, it's like anarchy and feminism are both hand in hand, because it's just about being completely liberated and doing your own thing and believing in what you want and not worrying about what anybody else thinks or is putting on you.
At the same time, as a feminist, she feels connected to other oppressed groups.
We're all connected. You couldn't have feminism without having human liberation or animal liberation or earth liberation as well. And so I would like to see a big emphasis on that one.
In general, people seem to agree that anarchist feminism seeks to overturn not only patriarchy, but also all hierarchical or authoritarian structures.
I just believe that there's been like years and years of like oppression and like against women and stuff, and sometimes people just like, women especially, have to like revolt against the rules and just people in authority, because like it's the people in authority that are like coming down on women especially.
I think both of them have to do with deconstructing systems that hold power over other people. For me, it's all about equality.
Darby Hickey, an activist from D.C., facilitated a workshop on international trafficking of sex workers. I asked how the workshop was related to the anarcho-feminist struggle.
One of my main oppositions to the way trafficking is discussed is how it increases the power of the state, particularly the power of the state over women's bodies, over migrants' bodies, and over everyone's sexuality.
Darby offered a critique of anarcho-feminism, distinguishing between the label and the principles that lie beneath it.
I'm not an anarchist, but I identify a lot with the, you know, the ideals of it. I think the label more is irrelevant, because it's a very, you know, subgroup kind of identified thing. You know, it's not a thing that has currency with a lot of people or seems relevant to a lot of people. That doesn't mean it's not a good thing or that it's, you know, it needs to not exist, but just to me and to the work that I do, you know, it didn't seem any point to say that that's what I was. It seemed more important to act on the values and the ideals and the goals.
She also critiqued the tendency amongst anarchist feminists to reject reformist strategies for social change.
While I'm very sympathetic to that and I agree with it in many ways, small changes and reforms can have a really huge impact on many people's lives, and we should never settle for a reform. We should always be fighting for revolution. But I saw too many people using the excuse of revolution, not reform, as a way to keep from doing anything meaningful. So how do I square that as someone who, like, you know, ultimately, you know, I don't agree with the government's existence and I don't see the government as a positive thing. But in the process of that, other discussions can be started. And importantly also, I think for me in that process has been helping new people to come to the front as activists. What's exciting to me is that we have new activists, new leaders in the community that have emerged that are from the most affected communities, and they should be the ones at the forefront. If they want to be, of course, but they should be the ones setting the priorities.
One participant at the La Rivolta gathering said that while conferences like this are helpful, it's important to avoid creating an insular political scene that expects others to adopt anarcho-feminist ideas.
An important point is how to share these ideas more with other people, and it's a lot about making an effort to become active in other types of communities instead of just expecting that other people will come to these movements, to not be so insular and to include yourself in other ways, to want to be included in other communities.
All in all, I left the gathering with a better understanding of the array of projects that are inspired by anarcho-feminism, but I also had many unanswered questions about the theory and ideals of the movement. What is the feminist critique of the state? What are anarcho-feminist principles? How do people live those principles in their day-to-day lives? Are feminists intuitively against hierarchies? And is authoritarianism the invention of men, as some activists have suggested? Does feminism have to go hand in hand with other liberation struggles? If I woke up tomorrow in a world shaped by anarcho-feminist principles, what would it look like? Maybe these questions will be discussed at next year's La Revolta gathering, or at the kitchen table after this show. In Boston, this is Home Fries.
With me, we will build a house tree.